Thank you. can bet your ass a dollar that the banker's gonna get you. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a fool. Thank you. sheep don't fail, you know, I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. That's my big brother Philip and I and his little brother David. And this is our first time together ever in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Philip? Hopefully not our last. You know, our dad was an organizer for the Steelworkers of America. It's with great emotion that we stand in front of the mighty smokestacks. I've been around the world. I've seen all the great sights. That's one of them. Well, anyway, like I said, that's my big brother, Philip. And we used to have a band called the Blasters. Or he still does. He still does. And I'm not in it. But we'll get around to that later. But he had some health issues, to make a long story short, and we decided that it would be time maybe to play some music together, go back to the beginning, go back to our roots. So those first three songs from our last two albums, which are available out those doors, stop by the souvenir table, see our good friend Will Skinner of Morro Bay, California. He's got t-shirts, tote bags, LP CDs, and secret things under the table. They're nice to them, they'll tell you all about. Anyway, we're gonna go back. This is from the most recent record, a record called Lost Time, because that is what we are making up for, having not played music together for 30 years. And so, got a big job ahead of us. This is a song that is perfect. Perfect. For a Thursday night in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's written by a man from Chicago by the name of Oscar Brown Jr., and this is a song called Mr. Kicks.
Full of fun and laughter, like a book.
takes that actor, shady lady and her lover, circulating undercover. She knows city birds who don't get. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a
sneaking into bars to, we were record collectors, blah, blah, blah. We collected old dusty scratches, 78s, preferably in the blues and rhythm and blues genre. And then my brother, being the smarter of the two Alvin brothers, just the facts, he figured out that not only were some of these great artists still alive that were on these 30, 40-year-old 78s, some of them live near us, and here's where the genius part comes in. Some of them played bar rooms near us. And so we started sneaking into bars at a tender young age, which, look what it did to us. Here we are, 28, 26, looking the way we look. But anyway, one of the artists that we followed around exclusively was a guy who's known as the boss of the blues, the greatest blues shouter that ever lived, from Kansas City, Missouri, a man by the name of Big Joe Turner. And Big Joe Turner became a lifelong friend. He became our mentor. He got my brother up on stage at like 14, 15 years old, and had him singing with him and playing harmonica with him. And Big Joe taught my brother a lot about singing. He didn't teach me anything, but he taught my brother a lot. Anyway, on the latest record, we do four Big Joe Turner songs for a couple of reasons. One is you rarely hear people do Big Joe Turner songs anymore because nobody can sing like Big Joe Turner anymore. Not many people can. And the other reason is that when we do these songs, for a couple minutes, we're little boys again, and Big Joe Turner's on this stage here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. There's a Big Joe Turner song from the late 30s, early 40s, a little Kansas City style thing called Cherry Red Blues.
One, two, three. Now if that's your secret,
yourself. Cause if you tell me, baby, I might tell somebody else. He's gonna get somebody killed.
Song. This one's from the 50s, a little jump and jive number called Hide and Seek. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. to the first album we made about 2 years ago together, and it was all songs written by our favorite, one of our favorite blues songwriters, singers, performers, guitar players, a guy by the name of Big Bill Brunzi, and we're going to do a Big Bill song about the great flood of Louisville, Kentucky in 1937, of which you're all familiar, I know. It goes like this. Thank you. I know the Blasters, when I was in the band, we drove by here many times. We were nearby. But I blame it on bad management, a negligent booking agent, all around just general stupidity. So let's pretend for a minute or two or three that we did make it here, say, in 1982. And the deal on the Blasters was I would write the songs and then my brother would interpret them with that majestic voice of his. And so we're gonna do one of those songs that I wrote for him many years ago. It goes like this.
She tries to remember the heat against the choir, listen to the vocal radio. She calls for free as a personal.
One of the artists that we heard growing up listening to the border radio stations, a guy that was played every night, a young rhythm and blues singer from the early 1950s from Memphis, Tennessee, by the name of Johnny Ace. And Johnny Ace was a complicated man, to say the least. He started having hit records about 1951, and he just had hit after hit, and he hit the Chitlin' circuit into the world with tight dresses and long Cadillacs. But that wasn't enough for Johnny Ace. What Johnny Ace had to do every night before he went on stage was he would invite some ladies backstage, which is always a good idea. I was gonna do it tonight, but I got lost in this building and I had no idea where I was. But anyway, Johnny Ace would invite some ladies backstage and he'd get them a cocktail or two, and then he'd pull out a .22 pistol, remove 5 bullets, leave 1, spin the chamber, put it up to his temple and pull the trigger. Now, we've all done this. Once or twice. But he did it every night. From 1951 up until Christmas night, 1954, where this song that I wrote, well, that's where it starts. On a cold bill with the legendary Big Mama Thornton down in Houston, Texas, we pick up the story. You know, there were pimps Hustler. Husbands and wives, I hope. Women, young, old and young, all came to say farewell. Johnny Ace, goodbye. As the choir sang and the preachers prayed, five thousand mourners watching to his grave. Well, there may be a heaven there, maybe a hell. No one knows for sure right now. Johnny Ace knows damn well. Keep on the cry, it'll all be gone soon. Since we were little children. We loved it right from the start when my brother brought home our first big Bill Brunsey record when he was about 13 years old. And we loved it for a couple of reasons. One was the powerful, pulsating, pounding boogie-woogie beat. And the other reason we loved this song was it may have a dirty word or two in it. This is a song called Truckin'. You see where the problem starts right there. Truckin', Little Mama.
Coming down the road, jumping a jacket.
Of their youth, singing the great folk songs of our land in perfect harmony. But you know what, Bethlehem? You'd be wrong. We were not like the Everly brothers or the Lubin brothers or the Delmore brothers or the Mills brothers or the Wilbur brothers or the Stanley brothers, the Monroe brothers, the Isley brothers, the Chambers brothers. We were a little like the Smothers Brothers, yeah, that's true. But, we were nothing at all, nothing at all, nothing at all, nothing at all like the Austin Brothers. We weren't even like the Righteous Brothers, and they weren't even brothers. Well, they were righteous. So a couple years back, I was recording an album of mine called 1111, which is available out there from our good friend Will Skinner of Morro Bay, California. And you know what? I decided I wanted to write that wrong, Bethlehem. I wanted to write the song, Bethlehem, that the Alvin brothers could finally sing together. And I thought long and hard, what do I have in common with this guy? And I thought, what highs, what lows, what triumphs, what tragedies, what joys, what sorrows? Couldn't think of a damn thing. But then it hit me. You see, I've been fighting this guitar for 30 some years. Till there's blood on my hands and ringing in my ears. I sing my songs around the world, one end to the other. Ask is what's up with your brother.
I can wear the snakes with my bare hands. Some jazz with some rock playing deep on Walker's band. Whether I'm drunk or sober, ever ask is what's up with your brother.
Oh, if we only had all night. All right, you know what? You cannot pay a musician a higher compliment. You can applaud, you can say whatever, but the biggest compliment you could pay a musician is to come out on a weeknight to see them. Good. And we really appreciate it. Like I said, we've never been to Bethlehem before. Now we have a wonderful memory of it. And you know what? Because of that, it really kind of bums me out that I got to bring you down right now. Now I know. We're going to get heavy, Bethlehem. We're going to get heavy. We're going to get heavier than Jethro Tull. We're going to get philosophical, psychological, theological, biological, physiological, archaeological. Because when the time comes to meet our final fate,
might be the fires of hell, might be the pearly gates,
might be a third option, or whatever awaits us, sisters and brothers, on the other side of that. That thin yet powerful veil. It won't matter to us one way or another.
Yes. Cause all we're gonna ask is what's up with your brother. You can run, you can hide, what you to discover. No matter where you run, blood is thicker than water. No one asks about our father. All they ever ask is what's up with your brother. All they ever ask is what's up with your brother.
Again, thank you for coming out on a weeknight. That means a lot. I hope we're not playing too long, but we may never get back here, so we're going to try to plan that on in. We're going to do a song right now, a blues song that I wrote about a river that's next to our hometown that sometimes it has water in it. I was born by a river, it was paved with cement. I was born by a river, but it was paved with cement. But you know, I'd stand that dry river and dream that I was soaking. It's gonna run.
Well, I played in orange groves, the day full of every tree.
Yeah, we played in orange groves
until they full of every tree. You know, I sat amongst the dead stones and smelled the blossom of the moon.
Thank you.
think we got time for one more here. Like I said earlier, back in the blaster days, I would write them, he would sing them, and this is the first song that I wrote that my brother deemed worthy to come out of his mouth, and it's got big dedications because 2016 is an absolutely terrible year for musicians. I mean, David Bowie, Prince. There's just too many friends of ours, like the great songwriters Guy Clark and Steve Young. Our buddy Big Manny from a group from East LA called the Blazers passed away this year. You didn't know that?
No.
I'm sorry. We'll talk. But so we're gonna dedicate this song. I mean, we could go down the list. It's endless. Sadly, I mean, all musicians in 2016 are walking around like this. You know? And, you know, maybe some people, maybe the greatest songwriter that was ever born in California passed away this year, the great Merle Haggard. And so we're gonna dedicate this song to all the musicians that passed away this year. And I hope the rest of us make it through. So anyway, here we go.
One.
Yeah.
but we'll see you hopefully in another 5 to 10 years. Adios. Excessively kind. We'd like to thank Suitcase Junket for opening up. And Suitbox. Suitcase Junket, very good. Now, like I said, it's a weeknight. We'll get you out of here fairly quick. Guys got finals tomorrow. Anyway, you seem to like the blaster material, so we'll do another blaster song. This is the fourth, count them, the fourth song that I ever wrote that my brother deemed worthy to come out of his big loud mouth. And it goes like this.
Hurry, hurry. Play guitar. Pull the back door. Crash into my car. Hurry, hurry, yeah. It's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown. Hurry, hurry. I said, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand? I just want to be a loving man. Hurry, hurry, yeah. The sun is down in the cornfield, laying to the sun. So sad, Murray Murray. Thank you.
need you, baby. Everything's all right. Well, come on, baby. Baby, please. Aw, come on, baby.
Down on my knees. Turn on your light. Let it shine on. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on.
Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine.
Now, I know you've got a bright love life, and how you get through the winter. So please, shine that bright love light of yours over there with the man playing bass guitar. It's a joy and a privilege to be on stage with him from Austin, Texas. That's the amazing Mr. Brad Fordham on the bass. Side of the stage, playing the fancy and yet tasteful guitar all night long, is an inductee into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame. He's my hero, he's my friend. I'm proud to share a stage with the great man who is all killer, no filler. That's right, Bethlehem. That's Chris Miller on the guitar. Called the Guilty Women. And the musician back there on the drum was the second guiltiest of the Guilty Women. Born and raised in Dripping Springs, Texas, she's mighty and she's merciful. Please give it up, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, for Lisa Pankratz on the drum. From my hometown, coincidentally enough, from Downey, California, is my big old, handsome old, seemingly indestructible big brother, Mr. Phil Goddamn Al. California, triple threat artist, singer, songwriter, and guitarist extraordinaire, of whom I'm very proud of, my brother Dave. We'll be right back.
Thank you.